Off this packet today, we have left the minutes of the ledger on page 21. He says, on page 21, in the bottom paragraph, Asher, the bottom left column, bottom paragraph. So Sheikh Sheikh said, the Eich Osir, Rabbeinu Gershom Moragola, Likach Shtei Noshim. It seems that the Torah says it explicitly. That it's okay. You know, okay, we went through, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but let's assume that's considered beferish. So we discussed, what did we discuss? That maybe it's not beferish. And maybe it's only a cherim, it's not an issa, right? All the different things that we mentioned in the past, the chasam sofer from chasam. Then he says, Yeshul Yashul Nenei Skalach Nenei Kashul Chor. So he says a couple of explanations, he says. Number one, Alf. Lamlo Gozer Rameinu Gershom Moragol V'chach Meidora Azrak Ad Sof Elef HaChamishi Deika. Why did he make the cherim only to only up to 5,000. Im Yosher Hagzeir Beinav, if he thought it was a good idea, then why should it expire? The Eidechach Medor, they had Hachem the Doris, and Kein Lamelo Gozer Ad Olam. That's number one. Number two, Im Emes Haya Gzeir Rak Ad Elef Hachamishi, Lama Hechziku Ba Yisra Ad Olam Mekom Shekibuk Takanoso. In other words, Lamaisa, it expired, but Lamaisa, we still follow it, right? Right. In other words, even though we're 777 years after the expiration date, we're still not marrying two wives. Last I checked.
Oh, there is actually a small group in Israel that they're crazy, but they say that they don't have polygamy is benefits, the gula, something.
So they do it? They do it?
They do it, and they just got a lot, they just became revealed. They were unknown until one of the people went to base and told them and said, I got to doubt this.
And it's legal to do?
I say it's legal, but it was a full, lawfully binding condition in Israel. They had to.
Remember how many people are from this chevra?
Small group. Like, no one...
Three? Or 300?
It's one of these things that, like, you know, they have a catalyst that guides them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, we'll have to speak to the Mekubalim about this. So he says, number two, he says, V'im be'emes ha'isa ha'gzeira rak ad elef ha'chamishi, lam ha'chziku ba'isra ad olam, v'kom ha'shakibu takanoso. He says, really, Rabbeinu Gershom, he meant la'olam. Rachmachma shalom yuchlu hosif ala Torah v'lesom nashatira Torah befeish ki siyano lishnei noshim ki kushiyoschal kein osu geder rachalazman. He says that's kufa why he made it limit. So, in other words, because once it's ad olam, so even though it's a cherim, but then it's sort of like a takana, you know, it's like olam. So he incorporated in the initial enactment that it should be limited. So it won't be a stira to... Kisiyan lishtei noshim, kikushyosho. Alkein osu geder, rak al zman. She tira kadiska alkein techrich lomer lezman. Aval hador shel acha elef hahei, we're in the fourth line of page 22. Remela, but, Memela his hezikul shaper by iser kamu halal. Came shavade kavada so we know how came. Oh, so this is what he says. He says, Rabbeinu Gershom really wanted to do it forever, to aser polygamy forever, but that would be maybe in contradiction, you know, to the idea of the Taz that he can't do that. So he only made it up to this, but everyone knows that he meant this. So therefore, they continued. Because that was the spirit of the law. That's what he wanted. But a technicality in halacha that he couldn't, so they continued. So that's how the Milchas Elazar explains this whole thing. But we found on this kirk, because of Raka Elif Ahay. The Reza Ke'emach Kosub Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sof says, "Nogim berov tefusus lichtov ksav harabonus alzman yeshal gimel shona v'yeshal chamesh." In other words, the minig Chasam Sof says, "The ksav rabonus means like today, you say a 3-year contract, 5-year contract. So the ksav rabonus would be for 3 years, 5 years. Now today, when they do that." They mean 3 years, 5 years. In those days, a rav was a rav, all of that. You know, when I grew up, that's the way it was. This is a more modern idea that, you know, you're a rav here 10 years, not 10 years there. You're a rav till forever. So why did they write in the Ksav Rabbanim to give 3 years, 5 years, if they really, those, you know, the Rabbanim they wanted long of that? So such an unbelievable thing, you think. And we never find that after three, you know, it's a different world. We never find after 3 or 5 years they get rid of their, no, you know, they wanted their rabbi forever. So why did they write 3 or 5 years if they want the rabbi forever? Right? In other words, because once it's more than 3 years, there's the whole sugya and Tosfos and Kedushin about this. Then you're no longer a worker. You're an eved, and you're not supposed to sell yourself. Also, haskin atzmo leevid ivri. Okay, kosher malpochus mishay shonim. Right. In other words. This is a whole sugya here in Kedusha about how long is a person could you know, whole toisus there. So that might be a violation of you know, of selling yourself as an eved, which you're not supposed to, b'smanazeh. So therefore, to deal with that technical halacha, they say he's only the rov for 3 years, 5 years. But really, they want him forever. So the contract that they write, let's see if I find it. Okay, so that's the. Okay, maybe one day we'll do that halacha. But that's the idea he's saying. also laskiratul le'evid ivri. Okay, kosher malpochus b'shei shanim. Aval ideizehim b'meila kiblu malkol yibei chayim. Hakshem chwachum uktom kei malpochus b'shei shanim ayin sham. And then he says, Hayim shut Mishkanos Yaakov, Pidos HaRamban. Oh, so the Mishkanos Yaakov says, based on the Ramban, our good Ramban from last year, Shein Lahosif al Mitzvah, Bal Tosif. So they can't make new mitzvahs, right? Because if Rabbeinu Gershon is going to make a thing, so forget the Taz for a second. Let's say the Taz doesn't exist. But if he's going to make a new thing, that's like it looks like Baltosa. But he's saying if it's only, there's no mitzvah in the Torah that expires after 5,000 years, right? So, but if he's going to make this new thing and he's going to say all of that, even though again, like the Chasam Sofer says, it's Chayim, not technically a mitzvah, but it looks like Baltosa. So therefore, but if you make a time in it, then it's not Maltos. It doesn't look like. Yes, so certain takanas they could. He says, "So Eilo Hosev Al Mitzvahs V'Gam B'Mikra Megillah Lo Asu." In other words, they can make siyogim or things like that. You know, there's makoros asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. But a new mitzvah, they needed a source. Kalvachomer, like Mishra Megillah, they needed so they can make siyogim or things like that. But this is not necessarily a siyag. I mean, we probably would have to see the whole Mishkan Siyagim inside to understand it better. But it brings back memories. Last year we did those that weren't here last year we did Bal Tosef last year for a whole month. And then he says V'ra'isi B'shut Shemin Rokeach Shekod Moch HaShol Shom B'kishon L'Taz Chem Nervigesh N'chid Yen Ish Dei Noshim Shetzorach Shom Mutar B'dova Shem Eschadash L'fi Eis V'azman. So that's the one we saw yesterday. And he says, yeah, Ein Svar Sataz, take a look. Take a look, okay, Ein Svar Sataz, because of those rim, Migur, but that's the Chidush Rim maybe. Quite Kodmo, Ein Zem Shut Pnei Aryeh, and Dovashay Shul Matirin. Shenemer de lobatil yehamiyat machriach es harov shech lomar kein gamid rabbanu kein shu hefech haTorah dachle rab hatos. Okay, we'll have to see what that means. Okay, there's other ideas here. Okay, so that's the and then look at the bottom, in the footnote in the bottom. He says, "Ago v'irano ata chachamecha dol kosher mechitien el ishtei noshim teves shushina torah halacha zud lo yuchal vaker kamat alacher achem rodonim shayachem shayachem omar v'lachach." Yeah, he says the same idea that who says he was permissible? Mechitien el ishtei noshim doesn't mean that he was permissible to have shtei noshim. That was one of the terutzim that we've said already in the past. We quoted. Anan paskin kedushin tofsim chay levav. Kol shekem mechumis Rabbeinu Gershon the kedushin tofsim. In other words, no one's going to say that kedushin are not tofes, because kedushin, if you marry a kohen marries a grusha, it's tofes. It's a good marriage. It's not permissible to do that, but it's usher. So if you violate Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, so you're still married. That's what you were saying. When was this that came up?
Huh?
This thing, was this recent?
Yes, I was reading this article last night.
Last night, okay. Last night is pretty recent. Where was it written?
One of the Israeli newspapers,
Are these like Svardim or these Ashkenazim? Like who? What type of people are these?
I'd imagine. I'd say Svardim, but.
Yeah, Jesse's looking it up right now. Polygamy. Is it? The Torah Shmini also came along with Shnei Nashim with Yuchel Vake. Ain't a steal. Yes. Yeah, see?
That was
a meeting from
a couple years ago. Are there people who want to bring back polygamy?
Bring back polygamy.
Bring it back, man.
It can solve the Shidduch crisis. some of the girls need Shidduchim. So if one guy could take 10, that'll...
it's a total, as you shouldn't be taking more than 4, though.
Yeah, okay. So
they say that the Rabbeinu Gershom was an ogre for...
Yeah.
Over 700 years.
Oh, that's what you're right?
Quoted that.
Yeah, it's been over 700 years, it's already been...
Yeah.
Okay, that's the story. Okay. So that's the that is the story here. Then he says, then he quotes from the Chasam Sofer on the bottom of page 22. On the right side, four lines from the bottom. Chaim b'chasam sofer iyim b'man she'osu chazal b'osar of b'cholof. V'ator omu lo b'osar v'ashol g'di. V'lo of. Oh, there was chicken. Chicken and milk. I got a shayla yesterday. Somebody was making chicken nuggets on the fire, and then another family member was making eggs and cheese, and they were stirring the eggs and cheese, and the piece of cheese went in the air and landed on the chicken nuggets. So that wasn't such a good thing. The chiddush was whether you could matter the chicken nuggets that the piece of cheese didn't fall on, but they were still in the same. So I didn't give a heter. So it wasn't so good. So question is, what about how did they aser oath? Isn't that against the Taz? Because the Torah says b'feirish lo sevashal gedi, so only gedi, so oath is b'feirish not. So avin is like the ancient makom mekushi al ataz and kol mitzelo that ataz lo kosev rakhecha that Torah tir b'feirish. Kem in yischor b'feirish kem in mila. In other words, if it's only through inference, those of Ashokadi, but Oph is mutter, so that's not called Beferish. If it says Mohammed Nochri, that then you can't ask me to mock lanochmi. But if the inference doesn't, so he says, so he doesn't think that that Los Vashal Gedi is a problem with the Tas. Even though Gedi, the Gemara understands to mean Gedi and Oph, I mean, with an Oph is Mutter, doesn't matter. That's not called a Farish. Okay, but his basic idea is this new idea that that's why he made his man. He made his man so it shouldn't look like Bal Tosif and it shouldn't be a real takana and this. And then, and that's goofy, but he really wanted to do it L'Olam V'Ed. So that's why they did it that way.
He used a couple of loopholes and he said it was not L'Olam, but the mindset,
because people after, in other words, how come they didn't make a big celebration of the year 5000 to say, okay, now we're...
We will make a birth of religion this way.
Yes. Uh-huh. They didn't do that. Why didn't they?
Because no one has been doing it for the past, whatever,
years
before.
Right, but they thought that... the Michal Zalz is saying because they thought it was a good idea. They knew that this is what he really wanted to do.
It sounds like he did like a couple of loopholes in the shot
That was his call, but what's your call?
No, I have no idea. I'm not him. I didn't live at that time, but it just seems like he did do a tikkun le'olam and he just made a loophole to make it officially not, but practically it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was saying. Okay. Bez Hashem, on Monday we're going to do start the next packet. And Sunday, please come Sunday. We're continuing Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim, packet four. Avi will tell me when to start Hanukkah packets. We have some good Hanukkah packets coming up. I made a one part, probably a two-part series on Shlichus for near Hanukkah. Can you point the shliach? Like, in other words, you got to catch this flight. So you're not lighting on the flight. Right? They're not going to let you light on the flight. So could you appoint somebody to come to your house and light the menorah there, even if you're not there? That's a very important question, right?
Yeah.
So I made a whole packet. I'm planning to make a second packet on that as well. Okay? So let's turn off the recorder.